What are your thoughts on the Saints, Coach?
They're a good football team. You know, obviously they didn't start the season the way that they wanted to, but the way that they've played over the last 5 weeks, they've played exceptionally well. And you know, it's obviously going to be a tough challenge going against that team, and we've got our work cut out for us.
How much of what you learned there, what you did there, led to you getting here, basically?
Oh, well, it was huge. I mean, I started coaching the National Football League in Atlanta, but really I grew up in the National Football League in New Orleans. And I got a lot of good memories there, and we were able to win a championship. So it was a big part of my development as a coach.
To know that the organization as well as you do and what happened to them this year, and then to start out 0-4, I know you must have been at least watching a little bit from a distance, but to see them back at 4-5, you're not surprised, I assume?
No. No, they got a good locker room in there. They got good leadership. It's a good organization, and so I'm not surprised with the leadership that they have, that they've been able to battle back.
They're a team too that can turn into a track meet because they can score pretty much at will. So you feel like you have to have some sustained drives on offense to keep them off the field.
Well, yeah, I mean it's going to have to be a team game. They're really good on offense. They move the ball exceptionally well. They score points, and so we're gonna have to play a team game to win this one.
What makes Drew Brees so special?
There's a lot of things. I mean, it's hard to put your finger on one exact thing. I mean, you know, he's the ultimate competitor. He the way he prepares is as good as anybody I've seen. He's got outstanding football instincts and intelligence. And he's as accurate a passer as I've seen. So, I mean, I got a lot of respect for Drew Brees. I think he's not only a heck of a quarterback, but, a heck of a person, too.
Are McFadden and Goodson, are they still in boots?
They're in boots right now, yeah.
Branch and Giordano, what's their status?
Giordano didn't practice today. He'll continue the, NFL testing. Branch, he's got a sore neck, so we'll see where he's at tomorrow and see if we can get something out of him tomorrow.
Myers' situation, is he farther along than Giordano? Is he still
Myers has been fully cleared to participate. Yeah.
You surprised at that second time he's gone through this?
No,
not really.
Yeah. I mean, we've got very qualified medical people. There's a certain protocol that you got to go through the NFL, and sometimes, the guy gets, it's a little more significant than at others. And so you just got to take each one of them, on an individual basis and evaluate them. And, they felt like Brandon was, fully cleared to participate.
Look at the amount of points and yards both these two Raiders and Saints defenses have given up. It's natural to look at it and think this is Palmer and Brees, 41-40. But the games sometimes take different.
Well, they always turn out. I shouldn't say always, but a lot of times they turn out different than what people think. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen until you get out there on Sunday, and you got to make adjustments to whatever's happening during the game. So, we're preparing for whatever comes at us, as well as I'm sure they are.
How'd Khalif look today?
He looked good. He took a majority of the reps with the first team today.
What's Omar Gaither bring to the table, Coach?
He's a veteran guy. He's smart, got some football instincts. So it was good to see him out here working today, and I think he'll get caught up pretty quickly.
What have they done to – their run defense seems to have improved a lot in the last few weeks. Are they doing anything different?
I think it really comes down to, just guys, executing and tackling better. They've done a nice job of – they play extremely hard, and they've done a nice job of getting guys to the ball. I'm sure as you look at it with Vilma coming back, that's really helped their defense too.
What will it mean to get Khalif back if he does play, that experience and all?
It'll be good, because, he's an experienced guy. He's played a lot of football. I think he'll help us, not only in the run game but also in the passing game.
There's a lot of focus on Brees. How has Hyatt Brees sort of changed?
He's a tough, physical back. And he's been that way since he's been there. So, he's a guy that's really He's a guy that's really hard to tackle, runs extremely hard. The thing that I think that they do as well as anybody in the National Football League is they utilize their personnel. They know exactly what guys can do, and they put them in those positions and let them do those things.
That's both sides of the ball? Or?
Yes.
If they're running backs, are you still hopeful, or what are your thoughts on McFadden, Goodson being able to play?
I would say questionable right now.
Did you expect if those guys aren't able to play a similar rotation than you did last week, or is it?
Yeah, I would expect something similar.
What about Seymour's progress?
I would think he's questionable for this week, but he's, all those guys are getting better. It's just a matter of whether they're going to be better in time for Sunday or not.
According to Joe Vitt, teams that give up 50 or more points when they come back home are 5-1.
Joe's got a stat for everything. So,
they score 26, and they rush for 146 yards, and they give up 20.
Yeah, well, hopefully he's right.
Did he come to you with things like that all the time?
Oh, we had stats all the time. Yeah. I think he does a great job with that stuff, and he'll do a heck of a job getting that team ready to play, getting that team motivated, and they'll be ready to play.
What does Taiwan need to do?
Same things that I've been saying for the last couple of weeks. I mean, he's got to prove to us that he can stay healthy, that he's going to know exactly what to do on every single play, and that he can protect the football. And we're giving him those opportunities in practice. And as he shows us that he's going to be able to do that, he'll see more and more time.
Have you seen signs of improvement?
Actually, there was some improvement last week, so hopefully there's continued improvement this week.
Has he expressed any frustration to you?
No.
How comfortable are you with the punt return situation? That's two fumbles now you guys have had.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've addressed the situation with Philip, and he understands that he's got to protect the football, and we'll continue to monitor that as we go along, but he's got to protect the football better.
Who would be your backup?
Well, Denarius Moore is the guy that's worked it all in practice, so he would be the guy to go in there and do that.
Matt can't play, how would you adjust?
Well, the good news is that we don't have to worry about whether he can play or not today, so we'll kind of keep that under our hat a little bit until this weekend.
Next question. Didn't have a chance to ask about Spencer last week. It seemed like he was making progress. Did something happen there where he had a setback?
No, really it was just a matter of, the progress wasn't as fast as either he nor us as an organization wanted, and we were in a situation from an injury standpoint that we had to get roster spots to get some guys onto the active roster. So it was not an easy decision, but sometimes you got to make those decisions as you get into the season and you need roster spots.
Thanks, everybody.